Standing next to the weeping families of victims of police violence, Governor Gavin Newsom signed 5 bills aimed at reforming police practices, including SB2, that hard-fought legislation to strip officers of their badges if found guilty of serious misconduct. California is only one of 4 states in the nation without a way to decertify law enforcement. Southern California Senator Stephen Bradford is author of SB2.
This bill is not just about holding bad officers accountable for their misconduct. It's also about rebuilding trust between our communities and law enforcement. And that's critical right now. As we will know, many times it says black and brown people hate the police. We don't hate the police. We fear the police. We fear the police due to lack of trust. This will help establish trust. No one should fear the police when they call 911 or encounter an officer that their call for help will be met by a bad officer who can turn that emergency into a potential tragedy.
Bradford says his bill will also end the wash, rinse, repeat cycle of bad cops skipping from one police department to another to avoid disciplinary actions for misconduct. African-American Kenneth Ross Jr. was killed by a white police officer. Ross's mother, Faljan Almaro, was present at the bill's signing. So was Angelo Quinto's family. Quinto was killed by an Antioch police officer who kneeled on his neck for 5 minutes as Quinto was having a mental health crisis. Almaro and Quinto's stepfather, Robert Collins, spoke after the bill's signing.
All he was doing was running, and he was shot in his back with an AR-15 military assault weapon. This bill is going to protect other families. This is what it is, what happens when children get murdered by the police. This officer never got prosecuted. Never. He never even got discipline act. Nothing happened to him.
These bills that we're passing today and that the governor has signed today go a long way towards bringing accountability and transparency and a more just policing system that we can all, the entire community, can trust more.
Other bills Newsom signed include raising the minimum age to hire an officer from 18 to 21 years old, broader prohibitions on chokeholds and standard on knee-to-neck holds, the George Floyd's law mandating officers to intervene when another officer is using excessive force, and a bill expanding public access to police misconduct records. Newsom says his goal is to establish trust between police officers and the communities they are meant to serve.
This has been hard. I'm here as governor, mindful that we're in the juxtaposition of being a leader on police reform and a laggard on police reform. I mean, we have a lot to be proud of, but there's areas where we have nothing to brag about. But we have work to do. Just because you sign a piece of legislation doesn't change things fundamentally. It's the application. Program passing is not problem solving. It's the hard work that we have to do to make real the promotion and the commitments that we are advancing here today with these 5 important bills.
The bill to strip bad officers of their badges was opposed by police unions. A similar version failed in the last legislature. Newsom also signed legislation to slow down the militarization of police departments. Authored by San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu, AB 481 requires the governing bodies of state and local law enforcement agencies to approve the acquisition of military equipment. I'm Adeze Onejime reporting for KPFA.